in philosophy or something, there's always a question of whether someone could really do a truly selfless act. Because even though some people say, you know, well, I do a lot of kind things for others, maybe I, you know, I go to the nursing home or I go work in a shelter, and it makes me feel good. So you're doing this nice kind act, but you get something back. Back is good feelings. You get the feeling of I'm doing the right thing. And so what would be truly a selfless act? Because Jesus is talking about when you invite someone for dinner, you know, don't invite your friends, anybody who can repay you. Invite those who can't repay you at all. And that even though that sometimes can be something like a payment, you know, that my payment is that I know I'm doing good and therefore I feel good about what I'm doing. And so there is your payment. So we always get something back. And can there be truly a selfless act? And I think that one of the greatest images of that selfless act would be like the cross. Jesus dying on the cross, because you got nothing back, sometimes even got hatred back. And then that really shows a selfless kind of act. You know, I can remember where I wanted to, you know, admit that I was wrong. And then I went to the person and I said, you know, I'm really wrong thinking. I said, I'm really sorry about all of this. And what I expected back would be, no, it's okay, don't worry, you know, we all make mistakes, or you know, I contributed to it. But the person said back, well, you're right, you should be wrong. You should feel sorry or something. And I was like, that's it, I take it back. I'm not sorry. Because what I wanted was more, was, you know, kind of like an equal gesture, and then we both felt good about the fact that we reconciled. But then when he said, yes, you're right, you did do wrong, and I was like, well, then that's it. I take it all back. But then I began to realize that when truly selfless act is where you get nothing back, sometimes even get negative things back, you know, and it's those people who say, you know, I'm doing this because I know it's the right thing to do, and I don't get a thank you. I get no appreciation. People don't at all appreciate it. And then they said, that's kind of the image of the cross. As a matter of fact, I'm doing what I believe is the right thing, and all I get is anger back instead. And it is the right thing that has to be done, hopefully, but sometimes there are decisions that have to be made. So the idea of doing a selfless act where you get nothing back, and even if you get some good feelings, it's not a bad thing, but really recognizing that, really, even that, would you still do it even if you didn't get anything back, not even a word of appreciation? Because Jesus is talking about today that, you know, when you have an invitation, when you're inviting people to dinner, invite those who really can't give you anything back. So there is no quid pro quo. There's just no real reason other than just it's goodness that you believe in. And you can always do the good, even in the face of something that isn't good when it comes back. Then I think we begin to model Christ, that all the good that God does, and maybe the little appreciation that comes back to him.